What's up, what's up, what's up? Thanks for tuning into the Tyranny Podcast with your bitch asses. What's happening, y'all? What y'all upset about? What y'all mad about? Be happy. Celebrate something. Celebrate life, nigga. Celebrate breathing. Celebrate hitting play on this shit. God damn, people ain't happy with nothing. What's happening, y'all? What is going on here? I hope you guys are well. Yes, I'm on my hiatus. I'm back from my hiatus. I'm not dropping it weekly like I was, but I figured I'd do a little something today. I said, let me get off of my ass, sit down in the living room by myself, and just start talking. And I don't know, the past couple of weeks or whatever, I haven't been feeling like sitting down talking to myself. So I was like, fuck it, let me take a break. I owe it to myself. I could take a damn break. Sorry for my people in Kuwait and overseas, all my people abroad. Sorry about that. My domestic folks, what's happening, y'all? Some of y'all seen me. This weekend I was at the Stress Factory, featured on two shows for Rich Voss. Rich Voss, yeah. Funny comedian, old school dude. I'm going to call him old school. I don't care if that nigga get mad. He don't listen to this podcast, no way. Rich Voss came up with like the Patrice O'Neals and the Colin Quinns. And, you know, he's been around for a while. He's a very funny dude. He fucking killed the Stress Factory. And it's funny how stand-up, his shit is just raw, man. His shit is raw. You know, I hate to even say raw. It's just honest shit. Shit that you can get canceled for. But they ain't canceling that nigga, Rich Voss. But it was a good show. It was a good show. And I did my numbers. I had a good time. The crowd had a good time. The check cleared. I'm good. We also, you guys missed, or I missed informing you guys. It's been a lot going on. I want to thank everyone who came out to the show we had October 5th for the at the Comedy Cove, not for the Comedy Cove, at the Comedy Cove, the Salt Pepper Ketchup Tour. I think we put it into that fucking stupid name. Sorry, Ray. You were right. We just leave it the hell alone. But I don't know. I wanted to sway away from the Heart of the City reunion show only because it was Heart of the City. And then people were like, hey, you shouldn't be using that Heart of the City. You can get. And people always going to say some fucking shit. That's people, right? That's they. That's who my grandmothers used to always refer to when I was doing something that I shouldn't be doing. And they would be like, well, they say you shouldn't do that. And I'd be like, who the fuck is they? I found out that they is people. They are them. So listening to them had me thinking we should change the names. And that's not what we should fucking do, because I listened to somebody else that's a part of they. And they said to me, you did the show, right? I was like, yeah. And they asked, the name of the show is Heart of the City, right? I said, yes. He said, and you were on that show, right? I was like, yes, I was on that show. He's like, then what the fuck is the problem? Fuck what they have to say. And he's a part of they. So I said, you know what? They were right. So we're going to switch it back. It's not, I would like to switch it back. I got to talk to Cracks. I know Ray was all about it. I talked to him the other day. Ray was like, yeah, nigga, I thought it was stupid. I was like, yeah, I thought it was stupid too. But that's what high niggas do sometimes. You do stupid shit. Me and Cracks thought it was funny. Thought it was Jersey. Thought it was original. And now in hindsight, when you think about it, it's like, this is kind of dumb. I don't want to be Salt Pepper Ketchup too. We too old for this shit. You know what I mean? First off, we're too fucking old for a silly name like that. Salt, pepper, fucking ketchup. We're 40 fucking five, man. It should be called, like, prescriptions, therapy, and and foot doctors. And some shit like that. Like, I think we're beyond salt, pepper, ketchup. We're trying to cut back on the salt, you know. Maybe the pepper and ketchup. I don't know. I don't put a lot of ketchup on things anymore. You got to excuse me. I'm eating some chips. But yeah, we're going to change from that goofy ass name. It was funny at first, but now it's just goofy as fuck. I do want to say one thing. This past couple days, I've been hooked on these goddamn chips, and I'm so sorry. I'm still trying to live vegan-ish, but it's difficult because I'm weak. But I'm going to eat what I want to eat sometimes, because I'm in a house full of people that are eating shit that I desire that I haven't eaten. I haven't eaten anything with a face, all right? But I've been eating potatoes and chips and shit like that. And I'm, you know, supposed to be doing some super vegan, you know, veggie type, Dr. Sebi type shit. And it's alongside of it, it's parallel of it. You know, it's not as alkaline as it should be, especially eating these fucking kettle cooked cheddar horseradish flavored chips. God damn it. Let me tell you something. If anything out there is going to kill me, it's going to be these motherfucking chips. Because these chips are so damn good. This is like my second bag. Not today. In the past 3 days, let's say. I put them down. I pick them up. I put them down. I pick them up. You know when chips are that good, when you try to talk yourself out the bag. Like, you crack them open, and the first thing you say when you crack them open, I ain't going to eat this whole fucking bag. I'm gonna try not to eat this whole bag of delicious chips. That's what you want to do, right? You want to save the chips, because it's a big, I'm not going to say it's a family-sized bag, but it's enough to accommodate two, you know? And I had enough power the other night. I bought it yesterday. And I bought a beer, too, to go with the chips. And I'm like, oh, the chips go so good with this goddamn beer. It does. So I bought a beer to go with the chips, too. And they were delicious. But I had enough willpower to close the bag, put it back on the shelf with just enough to make me want to get another bag. Because what I left myself is not enough. That's how I feel. But I'm not going to get another. I'm going to use some power, some willpower. I'm not going to get another bag. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to look at these chips over here. I'm just going to eat these chips I have left. I'm going to drink this water and get off this disgusting eating that I'm doing, man. I was doing so good. I was secretly working out on the low, getting up early. Fucking fell off during the summertime. Like, I was doing that into the summer, and it was really good. It was working out well. And then, I don't know, something happened. I think that summertime came in. I was like, I slept a little bit later during the summer. Something happened during the summer. Did we get longer nights or shorter nights, longer days? What happened during the summer? We got shorter days, longer days. Something happened where the world adjusted and it changed me. It changed me. So I fell off of that. But I'm back on. I'm trying to get back on. You know, other than that, my comedy has been pretty good, man. I got some new material I've been working out. I'm going to write it down soon, but I've been talking about it for the past couple of days. I did a little bit of it at the show on the 5th. You guys should have been at the Comedy Cove. It was a dope event. Let me go back to that. The Comedy Cove was a dope-ass show. Again, I want to thank everybody that came out to that show. That was in Springfield, New Jersey. The 5th was a Sunday. And, you know, I got to tell people, I don't get to choose a lot of these days, you know, that these pro clubs are giving us. All right. Now, what really, you know, dictates what day I can pick up or get available would really, I don't know. What am I fucking trying to say? The only way I can get like a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, I got to pull in some big fucking numbers. We got to pull in big numbers, period. Bottom line, we got to put asses in seats. Sunday is like the safe day. It's a slow day. Not a whole lot of aggravations on Sunday as far as people coming from work, dealing with traffic, all that rigmarole, right? So Sunday's an easier day to kind of get people out and have a good time and get them home early enough so they can go back and be comfortable and get to sleep and be fresh enough for work on Monday, all right? You don't want to have them too late. Have them out too late on Sunday night. You know, some people are like, oh, fuck it, they're here. But yeah, but then the next time you do it, they're not going to be there. So to the people that ask, yo, how come you guys get shitty days? And that is one of the reasons why. Now, I say that to say this. We have another shitty day coming up in November. November 28th, I want to say. That is... in Bridgeport, Connecticut, the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut is going to be us. I was about to say the salt, pepper, ketchup, fuck am I talking about? We're not going to change that. It's going to be the Heart of the City reunion show. You know, the Jersey edition, whatever we want to call it, but I don't want to call it the Jersey edition in Connecticut, because we got stupid people that's going to get confused and try to find, you know, Jersey, Connecticut, or Connecticut in New Jersey. And I can't explain that shit to stupid people. That'll make me get stupid. So be on the lookout for those tickets. Those are going on sale pretty soon. They'll be on Stress Factory's website. And also I'll have a link on my website, tyraney.com, so you guys can go ahead and buy some tickets. All right. That'll be pretty dope. So other than that, man, sticking and goddamn moving, man. Got a contractor coming in to contract. Finish this kitchen up. This goddamn failed contractor, the first one we had, took the money and ran. Oh, I hate niggas, man. You know, gosh. And I'm not saying I hate niggas like I hate black people. I just hate people who act unaccordingly. All right? And I put them in a group called niggas. So, fuck that. You could be whatever race you a nigga to me. I don't care who you are. You act like a nigga, you a nigga. You could be white, Arabian, whatever. Them niggas, Arabian niggas are niggas anyway. You could be white and extra white. You know, Illinois white to Irish white. You still gonna be a nigga. You do some nigga shit. Do some nigga shit in front of your bike. That nigga did that. All right, so don't put a label on nigga or a caption or a picture next to nigga that resembles me or one of my uncles or cousins or whatever. All right? All right, that's how niggas get punched in the face. So, what's going on out there with everybody being so fucking sensitive, though? With they fucking feelings being hurt. Like, everybody now, it's like this, man. We live in a world where you can't say shit without somebody on the opposing end saying something about what you said, and they're offended or feelings are hurt. And I think it's always been that way, right? Things have been said in a public forum, whatever, and people have always felt the way they felt about what's been said, whether they agree or disagree with it. I think now that social media gives everybody a platform, we just seem more sensitive than ever. And don't get me wrong, we have gotten more sensitive over the fucking years. Since y'all started taking ass whipping out the crib, niggas started getting sensitive, started going real downhill. And I'm not one for abuse, okay? Now let's get this straight. There's abuse and there's a quick ass whip, okay? There's a difference. And somebody gonna say somebody with a degree who paid up their loans and took all the classes and did the certified hours and seen study cases and all this other shit, you know, and say, I grew up with a father or I grew up with a mother that was hard. Listen, Linda. Even if you do come to me with all that, and then you say something like, I came from a family that was rough and tough. I'm like, okay, and you have all these degrees and you're helping people. So some of that shit that we classify as abuse, some of it is. But some of that shit is some fucking get right, especially at certain ages. These kids hit the fork in the road, they go left so quick because it's the easiest thing to do. It's out of control. Out of control. So, I'm just wondering, is there going to be a line drawn in the sand where somebody is just going to feel sensitive about it and we're just going to say, tough motherfucking luck, nigga. Go sit over there and be sensitive about the shit. Now, I'm not talking about just offending people, just going out just blatantly offending motherfuckers, saying stupid, crazy shit that's been done and said before in the past. Don't forget, niggas has been the butt of fucking jokes and everything for decades. You even got black little figurines. You can type in, you can go to Google right now. I'll open up Google Chrome right now, put black figurines Look, if I can spell figurines in this bitch. Figurines. Right? And okay, you get some Jesus stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom, here go this, the black stuff, the pickaninnies and all that other shit. You know what I'm talking about. Feed a nigga to an alligator, all this crazy shit. All this mammy shit. Yeah. Y'all ain't never have no fucking art figurine, like blackface little figurines and shit. Talking about your feelings fucking hurt. People's feelings get hurt all the time. I used to get cracked on all the time. I had big ass teeth growing up. Big ass teeth. And yes, I cracked on people. Made them feel bad because they'll try to make me feel bad. Hurt people, hurt people. I understand that there's people out here being abusive. And the hurt is different now. You know, it seems like now you can't cut it off because of social media. And the world has gotten a lot smaller, even though it's huge. It's gotten a lot bigger and small at the same time because of social media and all these platforms. Because we cut it off at like 3 o'clock at school. Maybe after school, if you ran into these mugs around the neighborhood or some people that knew of the situation in school, and maybe it gets repeated. Or you just sit with that pain and that anger and that embarrassment, and it turns into a callus. You know, it turns into something else. It could turn into fuel for the next person that get out of line, you fuck them up. Or it just turns into, you know, you chalking it up as some people are just assholes. You know? Or you don't think nothing of it at all. Like, fuck these niggas. Keep it moving. I think we're all acting like little fucking kids. Like we're all so... I mean, damn, it's so hard because there are little fucking kids that are growing up seeing this shit and going through this shit that... We are, you know, looking at adults acting like little fucking kids. And that's the thing. We never really grew the fuck up. We are still like the little kids, just with adult jobs, adult debt, adult responsibilities, more mature, but kiddie-like. Still very kiddie-like, in a way. Grown fucking kids. You are a child forever. Some people. Some people you know was growing out the fucking wombs. You know those people that was in high school acting all grown like they somebody fucking aunt? You know them niggas old as shit now. They wanted to be all wise beyond their years. They were 17, 16, talking like somebody grandmother or somebody great aunt or some shit. Wearing their glasses all off the tip of their nose, looking down on niggas the same age as them. Because they done hung around adult conversations all their life and they want to be old at 16, 17. Now look, at 40, these motherfuckers old as shit. Old. So, that's, you know... I don't know why we have to, you know, split everything up. Like, yo, it's equal opportunity out here, right? And we have, of course, we have discrimination. People won't like you for whatever the fuck it is. People won't like me because I'm black. Or black people won't like me because I sound white sometimes. Or I speak differently. Or whatever the fuck. Or I carry myself differently. Or I have this or I don't have that. You know, it could be whatever reason. You know, people won't like because you're gay. You know, because you're a man, you want to be a woman. Because you're a woman, you want to be a man. It doesn't even affect anyone. Like, some of these problems don't even, like, directly affect us. It doesn't. I think people are more scared of the possible influence that people... that are going through a change or a transition, you know, I think that we're probably people more scared of the influence upon children that haven't really made up their mind yet as to what they what it is they want to be. Not saying that they're on the fence. They're just figuring it out, experimenting. But when they see all these, you know, different things happening, I think it does confuse them and just be like, what the fuck is like, what is this? You know, and sometimes it may pique your curiosity in the direction you probably don't want to go. And I'm talking to whoever's listening to this going through some shit, a fork in the road. Or parents who have children and they don't really communicate everything fucking to you. So you're trying to filter what they're exposed to. But this is the world. This is the internet. You can't filter but so much. You can only filter but so much. You know, and the fear is, you know, your child's going to be whatever or whoever your child is going to be. And we can't change that. And we think that we can put filters on everything to change that. And I think we don't want that influence on our child to change an image that we see fit in our heads. Right? So then the problem is right back on us again. Not allowing somebody to be who they are. Be who you are. Be a part of this world, but be a part of the ridicule and everything that comes with it too. And I'm not saying just, you know, are people just going to be mean just to be mean? People sometimes are going to say some bullshit. That's just people. And people say bullshit because people are ignorant on certain topics. Or people are just ignorant. Or people just want to say ignorant shit. You know, sometimes you can't, you know, put a reason on why somebody said some shit. And the reason could be because I felt like it. How can you contest what I felt like it, nigga? People feel a certain way about things, so they feel like they have to say something. Why you say that about that? Because I felt like it. Or you feel others are going to feel that way. And then you be like, I don't give a fuck what other people feel. But that's the problem. Other people, they care about the influence of you on other people too when you're saying something else about somebody. Because of reactions, you know? It's unfortunate we got some super ignorant motherfuckers out here. Super ignorant people that will go out and harm someone else because they are different in any way it is. Whether you're intellectually different, sexually different with your preference, artistically different, whatever, you could have a handicap. That could be a difference. You could, you know, motherfuckers hate you because you're fucking handicapped. You know, before we was, you know, before there was groups and shit of people that are transsexuals, or we had a LGBTQT, you know, community, there was a community for people that fucking limped. A bunch of limping ass niggas that was upset because they was being treated wrong. Right? People with limps, people in wheelchairs and walkers and shit, they had their own group. They're handicapped. The niggas got their own tag. They got the fucking spray paint on the ground with the handicap with the wheel and stuff. They had their own gripes and shit when they was getting, you know, fucking the shorten of the stick out here in this world. People were teasing them motherfuckers like, get out of here, Hot Wheels. Calling niggas Hot Wheels and wheelchairs and shit. You know what I mean? You at the job, niggas handing you stepladders knowing goddamn well you got a leg that's a foot shorter than the other leg. I can't use no stepladder. They calling you Big Daddy Kane. Ain't no half-stepping. You know what I'm saying? They calling you all sorts of shit. So before, you know, before there was transsexuals, and it was not even, and let's not even get it twisted, yo, saying before transsexuals, nigga, there's always been nigga women out there and women niggas out there. This shit ain't new. This shit ain't fucking new. The only thing that's new is the accessories and how well a man can look like a woman and a woman can look like a man nowadays because of technology. Yes, the advancement of science and technology and our makeup, which is also with the technology and science. And people, we evolved. We gotten better.
And not to mention, there's some ugly people out here birthing some ugly ass women that are on the cusp of looking like a nigga. And there's some soft ass jelly face niggas that look like they could have been women. And whatever your preference is, that is what it is. If you have to live on this ball of dirt, I wish you nothing but love and success in whatever it is without you doing any kind of harm to anyone else. I wish you nothing but that. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck what you wear. Because whatever's going to be, will be. But I'm going to say this. If you're on this ball of dirt living with me on this planet, I'm going to say some shit about whatever, whoever. Shit. I'm going to say something about the big nigga down the street. The big black nigga with the big pleated pants doing yard work and shit. Why you got to be dressed so the fuck up doing yard work? Nigga, you made it. Put some sweatpants on and get dirty. You over here wearing pleated pants and shit and a polo shirt trying to fit in. Fuck that. It's bad enough I got to go to work and speak differently than what I'm speaking, the way I'm speaking right now, because I have a job. I can't go in there speaking to the people like this. Like, no, I ain't doing that today. I'm doing that shit tomorrow. Like, yeah, why don't you come back later? We can look at this problem together. You know, if I really spoke like this, how I speak to my friends at work, oh, it'd be a different outcome. You know, and I'm not talking about my vernacular. I wouldn't be in there saying a whole bunch of slang, but something does change up a little bit. We all deal with what we deal with differently. That's my whole point. We are all so different and caught up in our own heads with shit. You hear about my voice changes when I get into a work setting or around extra white folk. Some people do that shit automatic. Or your home voice. Your phone voice. I've been on the phone with some of these people setting them up while they're working from home. We've been hiring people from north, south, east, west, from all over the country. And I hear some of these sisters when they pick up the phone. I hear it in their work voice. I hear their voice. It gets professional. And yes, we should speak professional. But sometimes, let's admit it, that shit's exhausting as fuck. Sometimes it is exhausting trying to keep up this posture. I was on the phone with a sister the other day. She was trying to be so, oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes. Oh, actually, trying to find words to describe to me all this other shit. I said, listen, hey. I said it just like this. Like, hey, sis, listen. Her name was Khadija. All right? I knew she was a fucking sister. Her name was Khadija. I said, hey, listen, sis, Khadija. She said, she laughed. Yeah. I said, listen, relax. I ain't got nothing to do with you getting the job or not. I'm here to make sure that you can connect to this company and all that shit opens up. All right? So, relax. Calm down. All right? You ain't got to be super professional with me. Let's just be cordial and just speak to each other. We regular folk here. And she started laughing and she said, you know what? You're right. Thank you. And she laughed. And then she got comfortable and said whatever the fuck she had to say, whatever she was stuttering and stammering over, trying to find professional words to communicate well, motherfucker. It's crazy how sometimes you gotta turn it on, turn it off. We don't do that all day. We don't do this all day. Let people live, man. Let people live. You know, I seen Dave's special. I thought the special was excellent. I didn't find anything offended by it. I can't even speak. God damn it. I didn't find anything offensive. I found him to be funny. I found him to be clever. You know, it was very smart material. Dave always never disappoints for me. I thought his material was definitely on point. I love how he shadowed or you could say recalled some of his old material. And not even recalls, just reference some of his old material. How people never, they always miss the point. People miss the fucking point in everything. They just want to be mad and cancel somebody about some shit. because of their insecurities. If you're insecure about the whatever you're doing and how you fucking moving, then maybe you should just shut the fuck up or actually think about how you moving. Because for you to make a life-changing decision and still feel uncomfortable when people mention or say something, regardless of whatever platform they have, if you're not comfortable about who you are inside, and I know there's a lot of people going through some shit. We all going through some shit. But most importantly, you got to be comfortable about who you are and the skin you in. Regardless if you feel it's not a choice. I'm black. That's not a choice. Better get comfortable with the skin you fucking in. Or whatever lifestyle or whatever you chose. Because yeah, it comes with some bullshit. Guess what? There's some places my black ass can't go. Still. Or guess what? If I can go, guess what? There's still some places my black ass won't go. Still. So, get out your feelings. This is life. Feelings get hurt. But enjoy it, because this is life and you're living it. You are living it. However you want to live it, you are able to live. Find your tribe. If you feel lonely or you feel like an outcast, find your tribe. But at the same time, live your life, man. And I'm not saying yo, do you. I hate that fucking phrase, do you. Oh, I got some shit for that fucking phrase, do you. Do you is the most detrimental thing ever to the fucking black community, I think. Do you and ham sandwiches, killing niggas. I'm doing me. Ain't nothing wrong with doing you. But make sure you doing you is not doing harm to someone else or neglecting someone else. And I know I probably said some contradictory shit. Oh, well. But it is what it is, man. We're human, man. Enjoy life. Love each other. Life is too short to be angry and trying to cancel motherfuckers every 10 minutes just because you got a little platform on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever. But, you know, who am I? You know what I mean? I'm just another goddamn person with a platform complaining and riffing about whatever I feel that's important to me in my world. So that being said, thank you for tuning into the Ty Rainey Podcast. I just riffed for about a half hour. I thank and appreciate you guys, all my listeners. Please share this shit out so I can get bigger than what I am and get a verified check or some shit or some check in the fucking mail or something. I'm about to delete my YouTube channel and start all over. Might as well. I only got 100 damn subscribers. And most of them niggas ain't even around no more. They was on Facebook. Now they ain't even on Facebook no more. And then Facebook, I ain't even on Facebook. I used to say good morning to people. Now I'm saying fuck your good mornings. I'll get to it when I get to it. I've been posting my flyers on there. I say good morning with a goddamn flyer. So I'm definitely doing what I want to do right now, and I feel a lot better. I know it sounds like my blood pressure's up. It might be right now doing this podcast, because this shit is ridiculous. Everybody all offended and shit. I grew up being called Big Tooth, Bugs Bunny, all sorts of shit growing up. You know, getting beat, getting ass whoopings. You know, grew up with gay niggas, grew up with niggas that wanted to be women, women that wanted to be niggas, and everybody came out all right. Now we got these platforms. People want to cry and shut motherfuckers down. I'm quitting my job because what he said. Then quit, nigga. Tired of people being so fucking soft about shit now. But please, go to tyranny.com. Don't forget to follow me on all social medias. Comedian Ty Rainey. That's Twitter, Instagram, everything. Thank you guys for listening to the Ty Rainey Podcast. I hope you guys did enjoy it. Again, let me just tell you guys, it is going to be November 28th at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Myself, Ty Rainey, Ray Gibbs, and CJ Cracks at
the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Details will be up on tyranny.com soon. Until then, thank you, guys. Thank you, Kuwait. Thank you, all my people abroad, France, Germany. I think India have been listening to. I don't know. It's been a couple people in China. I think I got some Canadians up there. What's up, Canada? I'll come out there, too. We'll rock shows, too. Down south, we'll rock show. Hey, man, drop me an email at comediantyranny@gmail.com. Comediantyranny@gmail.com. And we'll get out there, nigga. Shit. Or I'll shout you out or ask me a question. I'll answer that shit. Fuck. Fuck else am I going to do? I got time now. I ain't doing this shit every goddamn week. So get at your boy, man. Other than that, enjoy life. Love y'all. Be safe. Be easy. I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.